It's time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon, and this is In the Conversation, the podcast. Yes, 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 yes. I'm back. Muhammad is away. So today, again, it's just you and I. A one-on-one, no guest host, just me and you. How y'all doing? How you doing? Okay. Ha, that's what's up. Okay. That all right. Really? Oh, shit. Okay. That's what's up. Yeah. Okay. So you really committed. All right, then. That's why I like to hear that. I like to hear that. 2026 is different. I could dig it. I feel you on that. That's good. Yeah, 2026 is different for sure. And a lot of the same old bullshit, but on another level. I mean, I guess we might get into that in a little bit. I mean, and I know we ain't going to get too deep into it. You know what's going on. You see the news. We are being run. This country's being run into the ground by some super villains. The shit is ridiculous. Every time I look at my phone, it's just some more BS. It's crazy. You know, but I will say, I did look on my phone today and I saw a clip posted by the NBA, I believe, the National Basketball Association, of Miss A. Marie playing ball in heels and these short shorts. And man, that shit has been like a solve. Like a bomb to my spirit. That shit is amazing. It is something to see for everything that you want to see. But then on top of that, her drive to the basket is kind of fire with the heels on and the legs out. Like, it's something. So salute to that, sister. I think it's her birthday. I think that's why they put it there. Happiest of birthdays. Yes. You know what I mean? Yes, yes, yes. Oh, shit. that's just how I felt. I looked at that shit. I had to watch that video a couple times. I was like, yo, this is nice. Go ahead, NBA. Good looking out. What's going on, man? I watched the Golden Globes this weekend. This Sunday, I watched the Golden Globes live at the house. And it was cool. It was all right. It was actually better than I expected. Cause I think when I saw the nominations come out, I kind of felt like they had a lot of blind spots, predictably. So, you know what I'm saying? Couple snubs and things of that nature. But, ultimately I still wound up watching it after I watched, Buffalo put, the Jaguars away. I just caught the last couple minutes of that. I'm not going to front like I've been invested in any of this NFL season, so I won't even speak to what's going on in the playoffs. I may watch. Y'all know me. I come through for the drama of the playoffs, but I'm not committed to none of that. You know, I did hear that the Jets, I know they were trash again this season, but I know that this was the first ever NFL team to go a season with no interceptions. That's an accomplishment. That's something crazy. Anyway, but I say all that to say, yeah, so I watched the Golden Globes. I got caught up watching the Golden Globes. Not even caught up, but I watched it. I thought Nikki Glaser's monologue was good. I thought it was funny. What I appreciated the most is you could tell she had them people nervous. Not like that. You could feel the tension in the air. It reminded me of back when, like, Chris Rock used to host like the VMAs, and he would just go in on people and nobody was safe. You could feel that. Even Kevin Hart, who's a comic, even he was like, oh, what's she about to say? You could just look at the faces. She was giving it to Sean Penn, and you could see Tiana getting real tight for him. You know what I'm saying? Tiana mom's kind of looking, holding her head down because she, it was uncomfortable. Yeah, I like that. It was some funny shit. It was some funny shit said. But as far as the Golden Globes go, it was fun. Salute to Tiana Taylor. She took home a Golden Globe, I believe, for Best Supporting Actress in a motion picture, or Best Actress. I'm not sure, but she took a award home for One Battle After Another, for her role in One Battle After Another. And I was very happy to see her win. You know, like I fuck with Teyana Taylor just in general. Been saying that for quite some time. Just how resilient her career's been, how she's turned her many, I don't even say pivots, but just she's like a Swiss Army knife. You know, like when she got frustrated with the music, she went back and started creative consulting and doing videos, you know, created the agency, the Aunties, and did fly shit there. And then, you know, she can always put some fly shit together as far as the clothing goes. She's a dancer, so, you know, there's going to be that. She popped up in the Kanye Fade video. Everybody's like, oh, wait a minute, what's going on here? You know, and then before One Battle After Another, 1001. 1001 by A.V. Rockwell. That was a hell of a performance, you know. And I think maybe she could have been nominated back then for something. I'm not sure if she was, but I definitely think that's when I took her very serious as an actor, you know. I think I have noticed that this particular win is a little polarizing amongst the people. Some people feel a certain type of way. Some people have been vocal about it. There's a lot of critique, a little bit of hate, you know, but a lot of critique, you know. And I won't say, like I said, a little bit. I think a couple things that could border on hate, but I'm not mad at the critique of it all, because I think the critique was there before the win. Upon releasing the movie, a lot of people kind of felt a way about her character. Was she being fetishized? You know, is this, you know, this black woman in the white man's gaze, and, you know, all of that type of thing, and, you know, overly sexualized and whatever. You know, look, critique and art, they, you know, like I said before, it's a symbiotic relationship. You know, you can't please everybody. Some people going to love it. Some people going, they not. You know, I was going to say, I guess, hate, you know, and I'm only saying that for the parody of it all. But, you know, like, yeah. But salute to Teyana. I thought it was cool. I appreciated her speech. I appreciated the little smooth Whitney Houston homage in the middle of the speech. You know, like I like in spaces like that, whether it's the Golden Globes or the Oscars or even the Grammys to a certain degree, where a lot of black artists may not get the, they're not as celebrated or might not even be recognized in the same manner as some of their white counterparts, that when they do show up to these events, they bring their whole selves. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to sound like an internet motherfucker, but you know, they bring themselves all the way. No compromising, no deferring to the moment. They are who they are. So when you see, even if it's in a limited capacity, you see somebody that look like you or represent the stuff that you into, it's fully there. The full scope of it all. Nothing's played down. You know, I appreciate that. I think that was dope. And then, you know, now it's so funny to see, like, a lot of these mainstream or these, white broad magazines and broad media doing the discovery of Teyana Taylor now. I mean, it was going on a little earlier than that, but, like, you know, now, you know, you're seeing people kind of introduce the mainstream to somebody that's been thriving amongst the people for years and years and years and years and years, you know, since the Sweet 16. So congratulations to her. I think that's pretty dope. Big shout out to Ryan Coogler and Michael B. Jordan, particularly. Coogler for sure, both of them, but Coogler is out here doing all types of press. And I don't want to do a one-to-one between him and Paul Thomas Anderson, but I'm seeing Coogler sitting down with everybody. You know, he's on this campaign, and we'll see what happens. But like with the Golden Globes, I felt like, and I would have to review the list of nominees. I felt like there was a lot of, I don't want to say Sinners was, Sinners didn't, I don't think they was nominated for things that they could have been, where it just felt like, was it an oversight or was it just, you know, a snub, you know what I mean? But what I salute Ryan and Michael B. Jordan for is just showing up, being there, being dignified and showing grace, you know what I'm saying? And when they do win something, come through and you know, talk your shit. You know what I'm saying? Be committed to the spirit of the movie, what you wanted. You know what I mean? Be committed to the film. Be committed to the project and speak in a way that makes people, you know, like that reminds people that this was a great piece of art. Again, art is all subjective, so nobody is guaranteed anything. Nobody, you know, listen, I don't even want to say nobody deserves things more than the other. Whoever gets it, gets it. That's out of the hands. Once you put the thing into the world, that's it. You're done. That's, you know, enjoy it, have you enjoy it. If you want to reward the artist, then that's cool. But all of that's after the fact. Fact of the matter is that the art is in the world, and, you know, if you want to enjoy it or if you don't like it, whatever, you can engage with it. It's there for you. But I do like them being out there and not looking like, you know, because there's a lot of chatter, like, are they being snubbed, this, that, and the other thing or whatever, and they just holding it down, grace and dignity. I like that. I like that, you know? So that was cool. I see the kid Timothée Chalamet. He's on the fast ascent. I still haven't seen Marty Supreme. I still haven't seen anything Timothée Chalamet yet. There's a part of me that's still trying to hold strong to that, but I do think I'm going to go see this Marty Supreme. I've heard good things about it. I don't know if I'm going to see it in the theater, but we'll see. We'll see. But I see, you know, he won a Golden Globe. And, you know, it is what it is. I can't weigh in on that. I ain't see the performance or whatever, but, you know, so there's that. But it's interesting to see, I guess he's like the heir apparent, you know, you see him at the shindig with Leo and Clooney and, you know, the OG esteemed white actors, male actors and stuff. So, you know, he's next in line. You know, he's at, you know, he's doing light coronations. And it's interesting to see. It's interesting to see. You know, he out there with his lady. That's Kylie, right? Kylie Jenner. He got Kylie out there. A billion up, they say. You know what I mean? That's cool. I noticed he called his partner this time. He ain't say it by name, and the partner's interchangeable. I don't know. Look at me. Let me fall back. I don't even want to be one of them motherfuckers. I hate that shit. I don't like that at all. I strike that from the record. I don't even like to scrutinize people's relationships in the public. That's hard. I would never want to be in the public with my lady type of motherfucker. That's too much. I see it. It looks so terrible every time I see the scrutiny. I seen somebody. I woke up this morning, looked on social media, seen some cat trying to clown Anthony Anderson because he with Roxy. You know what I'm saying? They talking about he ain't good enough for Roxy. Who are you? Who the fuck is you to be talking about this man? And it's like, what the fuck is going on? That was so corny. I hate when I start my day on some corny content. It's hard to shake that shit out your system. Ugh. It's like, damn, I hope my day don't go. I just might have tainted my day. Let me go brush my teeth. Take this shower, you know what I mean? Put on a good playlist. No burning incense. Something. I gotta get that shit. That energy is not the way to go. You know? Not at all. Not at all. That was... So pardon me. Pardon me for peeping that. You know what I mean? And speaking to it. Because I don't want to be part of that chorus or shit like that. Live your life. You know, live your life. Do what you do. That shit was goofy. Ah, anyway. My pace is real intentional because I don't have a whole lot to talk about. I'll be honest with you. I don't have much to talk about. Is there anything more I want to talk about? The Golden Globes? No, I don't think so. The music choice, whoever was on the Yorks at the Golden Globes, they were really going for it. It was a little on the nose too. They was doing a lot of, you know, but it was all right. It's different. I guess I've lived long enough to see, like, you know, like the pop hits, you know, the radio joints, the bangers, I guess, the, you know, popular music become like the new award show music. It's not a whole lot of scoring and symphony and things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not mad at that shit. I can't think of any records that I heard that I was like, oh shit. It was quite a few. Well, not an old shit, but I'm like, okay. It reminded me like the first time I heard like real, I call it radio music or club, not club. When I say club, I mean like outside in a club, not club music. You know what I mean? But like music that you hear, contemporary music. Like I remember the first time I heard it in a store. I remember being in, at the Westchester Mall, White Plains, when they had just opened in the Tommy Hilfiger store. This is when Tommy was on fire. And the Tommy Hilfiger store just opened up. This was like early. This might have been even like an in-store event, because I think I remember people handing out, you know, giving out like they might have had champagne or something like that. But all I remember was they was playing All I Need, the remix with Meth and Mary, and they was playing the explicit. I was like, oh, this is crazy. This shit threw me for a minute. I'm in that bitch shoplifting. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna lie. I almost got bagged. But it threw me. I was like, oh shit. Like that was the first time I was like, damn, like it was disruptive in that moment. But you know, so there's moments when I'm like, wow, you know, because I do remember when like rap particularly. I remember when you had to wait till damn near after 8 o'clock to hear rap on the radio. You know what I'm saying? Yes, old man D Lemon. I remember you had to wait till like after 8. I remember you had to wait till damn near Friday, Saturday to listen to Red Alert play that shit. Like now, they using hip hop to sell everything from fucking Nutri-Grain bars to fucking automobile, you know, motor oil and mouse pads and shit like that. Like it's fully integrated. It's you can't avoid it now. It is elevator music. You know, it is what it is. So that is that. Speaking of radio, shout out to Miro, the kid Miro. Shout out to the kid Miro. He is now Mornings with Miro. He is the new host of the morning show on Hot 97. Congratulations to that man. I think that shit is a dope look. Very, you know, a New York pick. New York radio going to sound like New York radio in the morning. I think that is a great look. I'm going to have to check it out. I'm going to have to check it out. Make it a point to, you know, get my ass up and turn the damn radio on and listen. You know, it's been a minute since I've really listened to morning radio in the morning. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, but, yeah, that's a big look. I fuck with the cat, you know, since way back, since the Desus and Mero days, and I fuck with Victory Light, the podcast, and, you know, I think it's going to be a great situation. So I thought that was a fire look. That was a nice look, man. I'm glad to see that. Glad to see that. Yeah, I liked that post when I saw it. Hit the like. Speaking of that, this is, I guess, digital hoarding, right? And I guess I'm saying this because I don't want it to be misconstrued. Like, you know, Twitter, particularly when I'm on Twitter, I still call it Twitter. When I'm on Twitter, as things come down the timeline or I come into contact with certain things, maybe it's not even people I'm following, might be a For You. I wind up in the For You tab somehow. I feel like they'd be forcing that shit, but sometimes I wind up in the For You tab. And I know I'm in there because it'd be wild knockouts and fucking just random porno. Like, it's off the chain in the For You. It is not curated at all. That shit is wild as shit. It's wild and exciting. I saw a knockout today. That shit was, it was something. It was amazing and concerning, which I guess a good knockout should be. It was a girl knocking another girl out. Broop, she did sneak her. I'm not going to lie. She did sneak her. But when first of all, and I'm not, I don't even think I'm even shared because I'm trying to be above this fray now, trying to be mature. You know, I'm a grown ass man. I might engage with it, but I'm not trying to platform some of the ignorance. I speak enough and give you a few context clues. And if you come across it yourself and you want to double back and say, is this what you was talking about? I may confirm or deny. I'm not sure, but I'm not going to platform it. Anyway, it was in Austin on 6th Street. If you know anything about 6th Street, that shit is just a lot of debauchery, a lot of alcohol. You know, I think there's certain, I don't know every city. I can't think of it in all cities, but like 6th Street remind me of like, and I don't even know if St. Mark's is the same, but like St. Mark's in the village, like in the East Village, St. Mark's. No, not St. Mark's, that St. Mark's place, you know, between like Astor and like maybe First Ave, that whole little strip. It's just a lot of young people getting drunk for the first time. And it feels like that little area is like allocated for those people to just kind of sort out however they're going to handle this alcohol, this intake, you know what I mean? Their emotions and energy and all of that shit. And it gets rambunctious over there. And if you know better, you just avoid that area unless that's what you want. 6th Street is similar to that. But then there's, you know, the comedy mothership over there, which is a comedy club. There's Rogers Comedy Club. There's other, you know, there's comedy clubs around there. 6th Street, you know, Austin. I don't know Austin that well. I've been there just a few times. But I've had to kind of go through there. But again, you see it. You keep it at arm's length. You say, oh, I see what this is. Immediately, you could walk a block and be like, okay, I see what this is. Anyway, it was these two girls beefing with these, look like three girls. And the clip started where, you know, it sounded like they was about to get it cracking. They were talking that talk. And all I saw, and I don't know if it was the guys or something in the background, or one of the girls was like, from the shoulders, which is, I guess is like a new saying in fighting, like them punches need to come from the shoulders. You know what I'm saying? You hear people talk about it in boxing, but, you know, from the shoulders. All I know, and I had to rewind it and like and pause it, because when you pause it, you get the great effect of everything. The one girl, now again, she did sucker punches, she snuck her. But the thing is, when I pause it and I looked at the still, first of all, this is what I didn't realize when I looked at the still, because when you look at the still, you see everything that you didn't see. First, when the video went by, I just saw the knockout. Boo-doo-doo. But then when I saw the still, first of all, it was many things this woman should have seen. First of all, the girl that snuffed her did not have her shoes on. She was the only one with no shoes on. You know what I'm saying? And if you're in a conflict and somebody then took their shoes off at any point, maybe the shoes was off before the conflict, but barefoot, keep your eye on that. Keep your eye on barefoot. You know what I'm saying? That's just off rip. That should be, that's something to take that down. So anyway, the still shows, first of all, barefoot cocked back so crazy. Like her one foot is in the air. She looked like she about to throw a fastball. Like she's on the mound. Oral Hershiser. She looked like she's about to throw something 90 miles an hour, pardon me, 90 miles an hour from the shoulders. I mean, this was a, outside of sneaking her, this punch was, this shit was crazy. But what I noticed in the midst of the wind up, 1 foot up, like full momentum, it was crazy. The shoulders and the waist, a good pivot. I noticed when I zoomed out, literally it was at least four dudes with cameras in every direction. This cat got a vlog camera, not an iPhone, but like a vlog camera. I think his shit was on a gimbal. This cat got an iPhone, maybe 17 Pro Max. This one got like a other camera. He got it in the landscape format because I guess he's a cinephile. He's not really thinking about the content of it all. He's kind of, he's forward thinking. He's thinking about the posterity with the shows and festivals. And this isn't a documentary about 4th Street, you know, 6th Street knockouts or, you know what I mean, whatever. And then there was another motherfucker. But like, everybody had their phone trained on this conflict. It felt like, so there's four people, bing, bing, bing. Four people, bing, that's the fourth. Four people that seen something coming. And like when you see it in the still, this girl, everybody see the shit is about to happen but her. Terrible. Bloop. So again, exciting. Wow, knockout, concerning because this girl's head hit the fucking concrete. As you get older, you're like, oh shit, especially when you hear that sound, you know that sound of a head hitting concrete. Whew. Like dead weight, a head hitting concrete. It's, oh God, I hope they all right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't like when I was young, like, oh, I don't do that no more. I'm like, ooh, uh-oh. You know what I'm saying? I could feel a concern waving over. Like, oh, shit. I kind of slept her. She was knocked out. Girl tried to run. Cops happened to be right there on the corner. Right there on the corner, just off screen. Then when all of the cameras turned, this cop's right there. She tries to run. She barefoot. Now, typically, you know, I don't know if this is a full Negro thing, but I feel like it. Or maybe it's just a hood thing. There's always the belief that you run faster with no shoes on. I never participated in that because I'm not one of them. But I've definitely noticed, you know, growing up, cats want to really race. They take their shoes off or they going straight barefoot. They think they could get it. You just hear the feet slapping, hitting the, you know. Anyway, she tried to outrun the cop, but it was, they caught her, they cuffed her. I don't know what happened, but it was, damn, it was something. It was something. Now, I said all of that because that was a tangent. That was just some shit that I was engaged with today. Because I was combing through Twitter and Instagram and the New York Times and Ball of Alert and, you know, Essence and, you know what I mean, and wherever else, trying to find some shit to talk about with y'all. Because I ain't had a whole lot of shit to talk about. So I was looking through that. But anyway, what I was saying, talking about liking the post about, you know, Mero's announcement, but over on Twitter, I might like a tweet, but not because I really like the tweet. I just like it to save it to go back. Because that seems like that's the only way that I could access that tweet again. You know what I mean, I could find that tweet. Because once that shit goes, it's lost. It used to be like that on Instagram, too, until I found out you could go to your little watch activity tab. And everything you looked at within 30 days is on there. Because sometimes some shit come up, you're like, oh, shit. And that shit, you make a fucking wrong move and you just lose that shit to the abyss. You're like, damn. Now, so what I'm saying about all of that is, I've been liking a lot of tweets and I've been saving a lot of Instagram posts in the ideas to be able to go back. And I know I'm bullshitting because more often than not, I'm not going back. I realize that that's digital hoarding. I see it already because I used to be, I still am kind of. But I've definitely been on the bad side of digital hoarding. I haven't revisited the watch later button on YouTube in months. And that's after I figured out how to clear that shit because I literally maxed out at 5,000 fucking YouTube videos. And there was no way I'm going to watch 5,000 YouTube videos later. but there's that sickness that you think you're going to go back to it. And is that I see it a lot with this Instagram shit. Somebody told me that, oh, you could save Instagram things and you could actually make folders and all of that. And I wish my shit was as organized as that. But sometimes I might be like on, I might be somewhere where I can't listen to, I can't watch a full Instagram video with the noise on. Maybe I'm backstage about to go on stage and I'm just scrolling. Because I guess, you know, sometimes you just do that on some mindless shit and you see something on mute that looks like that's interesting. So I'll save it. I'll be like, I'm going to double back. I'm going to watch that later on. Or I'm somewhere else. You know what I mean? I might be on the train and I can't get the full connection. But I see this look good, so I'd save it. And then I'll be like, I'm going to go back. And the next thing you know, I go into that little folder or bin or whatever, and it's a sea of fucking unwatched videos, and it's overwhelming, and I feel that overwhelm that I used to get from the watch later. So I think I gotta clear that whole shit out. I gotta, you know, it's the top of the year. I'm already, I've been heavy on the declutter shit. You know that shit. I be at least talking about it. I don't all the way be decluttering as I should. I try to, but anyway. But I can't engage with that shit. I'm just, you know, and I'm telling y'all, because if you do the same thing, you know you're not going back to watch that shit. You know what I'm saying? 98% of y'all not. There's that 2% that are like, y'all are very diligent. And you're like, you know, you checklist it off and get rid of it. You guys are impressive. But more often than not, that shit is just, you're just throwing it to the side. You're just throwing that shit to the side, man. Stop that shit. Some shit you just don't need to engage in. Some shit like, I think that's probably where I find myself, if I'm thinking about it, dealing with FOMO. And I guess in the social media shit, there's still a desire from, maybe from the days of working in media to be up on everything. But there's so much media out here that you ain't never going to be up on everything. You know what I mean? Like, that's not, for me, that's not going to happen. There's too much. Everything is a lot, you know? Shout out to Wale. But no, everything is a lot. Everything is a lot, yo. Everything ain't the old everything. Everything is ridiculous. Like, you're not, it's no way. And I need to be able to be like, huh? I just ain't gonna know about that shit. Treat it like some Timothy Chalamet movie catalog. I can't. Treat it like The Lion King. You know what I'm saying? You ain't seen The Lion King, nigga. I can't believe that shit. This is one of the best movies of all time. Nigga, it didn't appeal to me. I think I was grown when that shit came. Not grown, but I wasn't watching cartoons and that, you know. I wasn't tapped in like that. It wasn't like, I want to see this cartoon. It was in the theaters when I was like, eh, I'm cool. I think I've seen enough of it to feel like there's a lot of movies I haven't seen. Anyway, you know how I be rambling. So, yeah, I'm saying that. Speaking of the declutter of it all. Not even just decluttering, but the top of the year and the maybe the pull or the desire to transform your life. I don't know if y'all feel that way, but sometimes, you know, when a new year comes, it's like we got to turn a new leaf. You know, I guess there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you could have turned that leaf back in October. You turn a leaf tomorrow, but there's, you know, just this collective, you know, acknowledgement of a new year may make people want to do new things. So online, particularly, I'm looking at YouTube particularly and beyond, but I just been, I guess my algorithm, I guess since I dipped my foot into the, my foot into that declutter content wave, I've been getting all of that. Finance stuff and I'm trying to think books, you know, book readers and things of that nature. And it's funny to me, and this goes beyond YouTube, but I'm just talking about YouTube in this moment, how many online authorities, I don't know who is giving these authorities the certification. Are these just self-deputized authorities? But there's so many authorities that are on high. You know what I'm saying? Whether they in their car or behind, in front of their desk, or they just got a mic. I mean, like, listen, I only know what I know. I'm not trying to teach y'all. I ain't really trying to teach too much at all. Some of the shit that I be talking about is just, I'm just, you know what I mean, talking out the side of my neck. You know what I mean? So just understand that. But like the way that some of these people are like, you know, speaking in this manner that they've got it all figured out to me is kind of hilarious. But, you know, it's a lot of it. It's a lot of it in the titles. I guess you're trying to cut through and get some clicks, but it's like, never do this. One thing, seven things you should know going into 2026. You know, don't go into 2026 doing this. What is wrong with you? Or how, what you do when you make your first. It's like, all right, y'all. Right. It's funny, man. Just the I guess people's way to cut through the algorithm, all caps, you know. Just it's almost like these YouTube videos, they have the same aggressive tone as like porn videos, you know. Destroys, exposes. What other, what do I see a lot? I can't think of any of it. You know, whatever. But, you know, it's just, it's like it's hyperbole on the nth level. All right, get the fuck out of here. I understand you want people to engage in this shit. But now you selling tickets to a show that's not even that show. You know what I mean? This is not even that. This, the tone of that title does not match the conversation that I'm watching now. Y'all motherfuckers is way too subdued to be having that title. I was ready for some Sixth Street shit. I thought somebody was about to get knocked the fuck out. All over here pontificating. You pontificating into some shit that you said destroys. All right. shit, man. I watched that Cam Newton Lady London interview. I don't know if you've seen that shit, but go ahead if you haven't. Go ahead and give yourself, go watch some of that shit. It's fucking hilarious. I'm sorry, that shit is kind of funny, man. Cam Newton, I mean, he was a hell of a football player, for sure. For sure. But he's a weird dude. He's a weird dude. He's an interesting cat. I'll say that. Like, it's one of them things where sometimes people want to be smarter than they really are. And we all want to be smarter than we really are. But sometimes you just, there's a thing of, you know, you might think you smarter. Like, it's one thing to be wrong or ignorant about shit and have the humility to be like, oh right, okay, true D. It's another thing when you're wrong and when somebody's like, that's not correct. You like, nah, where you getting that correction from is not anything that I prescribe to. Do you understand? Like when you talking about Webster, Merriam-Webster or Oxford and these people that do the dictionary, do they sit down with me? Are they from my people? And it gets real. It's like a he got a little Hotep energy, little defensive Hotep energy. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's hilarious. It's hilarious. It's just funny to watch him say some shit and like the way Lady London is just like, all right. Like her facial expression, some of the shit that she say, the back and forth. It's funny to watch. It's funny to watch. Treat yourself. Go check that out. I watched that. I'm way behind on TV. I watched the Golden Globes. I ain't even get into none of the Sunday shit. I'm behind on Landman, which I hear was good. I hear was some plot twist ending. I got to check that out. Industry just came back. I'm excited about that. I've not seen the first episode. That's my shit. I can't wait to see that. I seen Cross is coming back. I don't know if we ever talked about Cross on here. We might have. But Cross is coming back. That should be interesting. That should be cool. I saw they put out a teaser for the trailer for Euphoria. You know, we've been waiting on Euphoria for a long time, but about to get the trailer tomorrow. So I'm excited for that. That should be cool. How many tabs? I'm just looking at my list. How many tabs do you have open right now, currently? How many tabs on your computer? How many tabs on your phone? You know when you do the little swipe up and then it reveals all of the damn Safari tabs you got open on your iPhone? How many of them shit you got? What's your high number? Let me know in the comments. What's your high number? Speaking of the comments, man, shout out to my man Mark Walton. Where you at, man? I hope everything good, man. Shout out to Mark Walton, man. Salute, man. Tap in. Let the people know you good, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just looking at the list. I got seltzer. Looking at this shit like it's a set list. Like, am I gonna do the seltzer bit? Yeah, man. I got seltzer. I've been into seltzer. Last girl I dated, she was into seltzer. You know, like big into seltzer. I've fucked with seltzer here and there. Seltzer. But seltzer's interesting because seltzer is like, seltzer's almost like art. Or spoken word or something. Like, you gotta really lean in. Cause seltzer really be selling it. Seltzer, most people, I can't speak for most people, me, more often than not, I deal with seltzer just because I'm not even a big soda guy. I like soda, but I don't go too crazy with it. That's like the hard liquor of just sugar drinks. I'm more of a juice cat. I'm a juice head, a former juice fiend, you know, and I've been so proud of myself. I don't really buy juice. I used to go crazy. Like, I could go through literally, like, at my height, I could go through, like, 2-3 half gallons of fucking Newman's Own lemonade in a week. Like, it was nasty. It was nasty, you know. But that's no longer me. I'm on my water shit, you know what I'm saying? Other things. You know, I've been fucking with Olipop. I guess that's like a little, what they call that, prebiotic soda. It's not too much sugar in there. But then the seltzer, you know, again, I was tapping back into seltzer. And seltzer, they be selling it, boy. They be hitting you with cranberry pomegranate seltzer. And now you tasted for the brand. It's a hint. It's a whiff of cranberry pomegranate. It tastes like seltzer. You know what I'm saying? But I think I taste, you know, some seltzers is a little bit more pronounced than others, but it's like, you really gotta buy the hype of this seltzer shit. Remind me like smoking weed and shit. Like, yo, smell that, nigga? That's that mango. We just called mango. That shit ain't smell nothing like me. That's that mango. You don't smell that shit, nigga? That's that. You don't smell that shit, nigga? Hell yeah, nigga. That's that, man. That's that blueberry. You don't smell that blueberry on that shit? You don't smell them terps? Sometimes it be terping, but that's what it is. I think this shit got cherry pomegranate terps in the seltzer, but it's still fizzy water. It's still fizzy water, you know? But, yeah, I got me some, you know, I just bought some. I went to the grocery store, so I just got some seltzer. Again, just trying to figure out shit to talk about, man. It's just you and I. It is you and I. Shout out to Muhammad. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, at this point, I was like, what you think? But anyway. I'm not up on, I've watched one episode of His and Hers. Looks pretty good. I'm excited about it. I like both. I like Tessa Thompson a lot. We talked about her last week. I like John Bernthal, you know, this should be good. This should be good. About to go to this, probably go to this holiday party right after this. This is holiday party. I know it's 2026 and the holidays are over, holiday season. But in the comedy world, like the comedy clubs do their holiday parties like after the holidays. I don't know if it's just because they got to make sure that the finances is all good and everything squared away, but for the most part, most comedy clubs don't do their holiday parties until like January, even as late as February. So now we getting into that. So I'm gonna go to one of those tonight and do a little chopping it up. You know what I'm saying? Maybe have a drink. I ain't really been drinking this much. Not that I'm trying to do the dry January. If I was, it's over. You know what I mean? But I don't know. I'm just kind of, I'm awesome. I'm like, now, I'm on some moderation shit, but not like a religion, not like going and just being cool. Like, let me see. You know what I mean? I've been in the world. I've drank before. I know what it is to get a little nice. I know what it is to get tipsy. I know what it is to be drunk. And I've lived a lot now. So it's like, it's not like, whoa, 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 whoa. If I feel like it, I feel like it. But if not, it is what it is. You know. So it is that. I'm about to go to this holiday party. It should be a good time. Hopefully. I'm not sure. And I'm trying not to. This is some shit that I started doing last year. Maybe even before that. If I'm going to go to some shit, I'm not the cat that's like, contrary to popular belief maybe, or depending on who you talk to, I'm not one of these cats that's like, I'm going to get this shit in an hour. I used to be one of them. You know what I'm saying? Right, I'm going to go to this shit. I'm going to go in that bitch. I'm going to do an hour and then I'll be out of there. Like, because then what I realize is you're not really present. You damn near on the countdown. You're on the clock. You're like, all right, bet 59 more minutes in this bitch. And, you know, you looking to go as opposed to being amongst the people. So I'm going to go there and play it for however long I play it. And, you know, that's going to be that, you know. Shit. Yeah, so that's what I'm about to do. Rest in peace, John Forte, man. I just saw that when I was scrolling, looking for shit to talk about, man. Rest in peace, John Forte. That shit is crazy. That shit is crazy, man. 50 years old. Wow. You know, Brownsville. You know, damn. But look at here. You know, John Forte. Man, I'm only just talking about it. I don't be knowing the lyrics no more. I have to get the genius out, but I just know. I know the. Anyway, y'all know what it is. And I definitely had the tempo to breathe in, breathe out off like a motherfucker. I think I knew it in the moment, you know. I just be trying to be in the moment with it. I guess I'm at that point in my life where that's I'm scatting now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I dig it. So rest in peace, John Forte. Man. Shit, rest in peace, Keith Porter Jr., Renee Good. Get well soon, Corrupt. Seen something saying that, you know, he's something's going on with him health wise, and you know, just so prayers up for Corrupt. And that's it, man. I'm about to transform and roll out. But what I will say is funny. This is funny. Not even funny, but it's just, I guess, coincidental. We just had my man Brandon Collins on last week. If you ain't listened to it, listen to it. If you did listen to it, comment, talk about it, you know. 100 years of Black history this year is crazy. Happy Black History Year for all the conversation, unless you know what it is. Happy Black History Year. Anyway, that man hails from Ann Arbor, you know. One of my favorite clubs that I like to rock out is Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase. Turns out soon as the joint came out, boom, heard from my man, you know, shout out to Roger, at Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase, and shit. I'm about to close out Black History Month at Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase. I don't know if it's DEI. I think it's just me. I think it's but anyway, yeah, man. I'm about to be out there from Thursday, February 26th to Saturday, February 28th. We're doing 4 shows. Tickets are on sale right now. You can go, I think it's aacomedy.com. If you're in the Ann Arbor area, Detroit ain't but so far. You know, you can go to DamianLemon.com. But those tickets are on sale right now. That's the first road gig of 2026. I'm excited to get out there. I mean, I am prepping myself for how fucking cold it's going to be. Last time I was out there was like November, and it was brick. So I'm only just imagining like fucking end of February is going to be nasty. But I'm excited. I enjoy myself out there. It's always a good time. It's fun. So if you in the Ann Arbor area, tell your peoples, you know, come on out, buy a ticket. And for the rest of y'all, as always, tell a friend to tell a friend, and even an enemy, begin the conversation.
Hello, 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 hello.